Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God. We're back on the radio. God bless America. We're back on. Let me see. All right, then. Jeez. We're back on. We on now. Go and sign in. Oh, yeah. All right. But, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, Brother Man.
All right, then. God bless. All right. The devil is alive.
He's alive and well.
I want to talk to you if we go to line, brother. Amen. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Just hold on. We're coming back. Hold on. Yeah.
I gotta sign in.
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you just fine. Is everybody there?
I'm here. Signed in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Pastor Greg,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Do us the honor of leading us in prayer on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Is everybody back on yet? Oh, Sister Audrey's saying that she's back on our line. Let me tell her to call back in on the blog talk. Hold on.
Okay. We're going to get this tonight, Pastor.
Of course.
Yes.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, Mother.
All right.
Charles, amen.
Yes, man, I'm right here, Sister Valerie. Always here to hear the message.
Amen. You ready for prayer? You ready for prayer, Sister Valerie?
Yes.
Let us pray. Father God, right now we thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to come back together, God. Father, we know that the weapon going to form, but it won't prosper because there is a word that you've given to Sister Valerie that must go forth tonight. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we prepare our hearts and our thoughts and our mind and our spirit to receive this word that you have in store for us tonight that's going to be brought forth to your child, Sister Valerie. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We ready.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for tonight, Lord. I feel so privileged and honored to be chased down by the enemy like that, God. 3 weeks in a row, but we here on tonight. Pastor Hunter, I thank you for your service, and I have something for you before we begin.
Go ahead.
But I am so excited about tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing. And Pastor Hunter, I thought about this early this morning. So
just Amen.
Give me just one moment. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. What? Oh, my God, listen at this. Woo! Woo, Jesus.
That was what God had put in my spirit this morning. So we're going to start out tonight from the book of Joel, chapter 2, and come to an understanding of what just happened. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness as the morning spreads upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There had not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And the reason why I started out like that, because God put Pastor Hunter in my spirit this morning, and he been blowing that trumpet. But he haven't been blowing it without a cause. He been sounding an alarm. We have to discern the signs of the times right now. All kind of distractions. Hold on. We just really have to discern the signs of the times. Everything that's going on, the Lord began to speak to me yesterday, just dropping revelation in my spirit. That the things that are happening now or for the church, time now for us to wake up out of our slumber and our sleep. I'm not saying everybody is asleep, but there's a body of Christ that is laid back in these hours, and he's calling his army together. He's calling his people on the forefront for such a time as this. I remember a few mornings ago, I was on the prayer line, and the Lord dropped this song in my spirit, and I quoted it. It says, "The whole world is a stage, and everybody is playing a part. The stage is set, and the curtain goes up, and the scene is a broken heart." Well, people of God, the curtain is up. The stage is set. And God is moving by his spirit. There's so much trauma and so much fear going on right now in these times. But God wants us to be comforted because he set us loose. There's a people that he calls in his body, a remnant. And he said that the days will grow dark, but those who are in darkness are going to be looking for our light. These are the signs of the time. Matthew 24 reads, when his disciples came to him, he said, now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. So we're looking at this virus, this plague that's been released in earth. And then if we look back, we can see that there have been earthquakes in diverse places, and we can see that storms have come, and floods have been so bad, and volcanoes erupted, and the earth is groaning and crying out for the sons of God to appear. The earth is speaking to the body of Christ. God is speaking to the body of Christ. His body. Remember when the Hebrews were in bondage and God raised up Moses to deliver his people. The Bible says that he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now we have this man in the seat of government right now. And many are talking against him. And we see we don't agree. And we see the tide changing. But these things must come to pass because it's written in the book. And we have to know that God is in control. But he's speaking to the church. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. See, he caused the wheat and the tare to grow up together, calling us to separate. The separation begins now. Who's on the Lord's side? We've gotten many teachings over the years, and some of them have not been correct teaching. The church where we go into to gather together and assemble ourselves is not the same as it used to be. It's more worldliness. We're trying to entertain people, and we're trying to use gimmicks and schemes to draw people into the building. But the building is not the church today. Because even I say that when I pray, I say, but God, you said the heart of the king are in your hand. So we pray for those in leadership. We pray for those who have been set over us to govern us and to set laws in the land. But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and he said, but you're the king. You're the priest. All who are called together by my name, those who have chosen to come into the kingdom of God, those are the kings. Those are the priests. Those are the ones whose hearts I hold in my hand. And then he talked about the land. And I went back and I read that scripture because, see, the word of God is a two-edged sword. He'll speak to the natural. He'll speak in the realm of earth. But he also speaks in the spirit. And he is calling us to walk in the knowledge and wisdom of his spirit. And when he says, to obey the laws of the land. Well, what's the land? Earth. He may not be talking about, you know, we always look to that side where we're supposed to obey the police. We're supposed to obey those who are in officials to us. We are supposed to obey the natural laws of the land, but God wants us to obey the spirit. And he began to speak to me about inheritance. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And part of the inheritance, he said, we shall inherit the earth, the land. And he said, many people, we fall short because when our parents die, he said, a wise man lays up an inheritance for his children. And most of the time, we'll sell their homes, will sell their lands, and will split the money and go and squander it or whatever we're going to do with what was left from the hard labor of their parents' lives. And we're building buildings after buildings, and we're buying, and we're doing all these things that doesn't profit anybody. When he said you should be investing in land and property because it belongs to you. Why? We're going plague right now, but it's going to get worse. And God is trying to wake us up to see what's coming. And when he tells us to fill the storehouses, to give into his storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And so many people begin to store up things. We see it now where people are just in such a frantic and they're buying because they don't want to be caught without having food to feed their families. God wants us to store up so that we can help others. His storehouses are to feed the people. Store up the word. Store up food to feed the hungry. Store up clothes to clothe the naked. The work of the ministry. And so I got to this point because a few years ago, I was on my knees in my prayer room praying, and the Lord said, told me those words, and I began to do it. I went out to the store. You know, it wasn't nothing going on. And I was buying canned goods and medicine and water, and I had it all in my closet. Well, nothing happened. You know, after a while, that stuff expired. So I had to use it, and I just went on about my natural business. And now he's setting the stage not for an earthquake here or a storm here, but he's touching the globe. The whole world is affected by this virus. my grandson, true story, teen now, he was about 10 or 11, and President Obama was in office, and God gave him a dream. He said, when the next president comes in office, a whole lot of people are going to die. And I'm thinking, okay, we've had some skirmishes. We've had some people dying. We have the kids dying in the streets. And I'm thinking this. But this is global. Discern the signs of the time. It doesn't mean that he's coming right now. But he's telling us to prepare and be ready. And stay ready. In other words, things that we may not take seriously, because he said, work while it's day, for the night is sure to come. In Matthew, same chapter 24. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of the prophet by the Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not has been seen at the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor ever shall be. But unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the sake of those days, for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, and there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. And look, he's in the inner court, do not believe. For the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Discern the signs of the time. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the suns will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Keep blowing the trumpet in Zion. Keep sounding the alarm. See, many of us have fallen asleep, relaxed regarding where we are in God. Many of us truly don't know who we are in God. And I was thinking about this, these children, you know, so many of these children, we look at them, we say, oh, God, they're lost. And he said, no, they're not lost, they're hidden. Didn't I tell you that? Those children shall lead the worship. He said that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and young men will have dreams and vision. And it's confirmation. You know, we're always looking for confirmation. And I was getting ready to go. I had to go to the bank, and my grandson was outside, and he was sitting on the back of the truck, and he was crying. And I asked him, I said, what's wrong? He said, I was just talking to God. 15 years old. And he's out there, and God's sharing things with him, and he's weeping. And he's quiet. And then he began to tell me when I got back, because I wanted to know what was going on. He said, I feel like I forgot who he is. I don't remember him from when I was in heaven before he sent me here to earth. And that was one prayer. That was the first prayer I ever prayed over him. Lord, don't let him forget where he came from. And he said, I just want to see him again. They hid me. They waiting. The earth is groaning and waiting for the sons of God to appear and take their stand. More signs leading up to the end times that people will be lovers of self and money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiveness, slanderous, no self-control, brutal, hating good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and swayed by all kinds of evil desires. 2 Timothy 3:1-9. That travel and knowledge will increase, Daniel 12:4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking around after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? 2 Peter, the rise of the Antichrist, which will head the government system, Daniel 7, and in Revelation. Now, we know that now they're saying that they can't touch the money. The people at the tollway won't take your money anymore. See, the world system is getting set up already in other countries where in order for you to buy and sell, you have to have a chip inserted, so that they can track you. And you can't buy and sell with money. The stock market is plummeting. They said the cards are 0%. I went online just to check to see what my bill was and when I had to pay it, and it went down to a 0% interest. They want to raise your limit so that you can So that people can survive through this thing. That's a deception. They want you to buy things on credit. They enticing you with a 0% interest. So when they decide that they want their money, they're going to raise the interest rate up so high that you can't afford to pay it, so you can be in bondage to debt. Discern the signs of the time. And do this thing, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, nor in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. I see when Joseph was in Egypt, and he had a dream about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of lack, of famine, and the 7 years of plenty, he began to store up. God gave him wisdom that not only provided food for his nation, but they had people coming from all over to buy food. And towards the end, they came and they had spent all they had to get and purchase food from the Egyptians, because their storehouse was full. This time they came and they sold themselves into bondage, into slavery. They said, we'll work for you, we'll serve you, but give us seed. Give us seed. Well, what do you do with seed? You plant them so they grow. The first thing God did was he created a garden that produced fruit and herbs to be our meat. Discern the signs of the time. God wants us to be wise, but he also wants us to trust him. He's setting the stage. And we have to be ready. And not only is he calling us to be ready, but to stay ready. Because no man knows the hour or the day of his return. No one knows. Christ said the angels in heaven don't even know. But he's coming. He's knocking at the door. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. As in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. The two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Watch, therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Called while I was studying. This friend of mine, she said, well, the restaurants are closing tomorrow. Now, the mayor and all these people on TV today were talking about, don't panic. The stores are going to be, they have a supply. You don't need to run out and store up and buy things. Don't panic. But the restaurants are closed. This disease, I heard on from a lady from France today. Stuff is closing. I talked to this through text message to a friend of mine from Germany. It's there. They only tell us what they want us to know. They have about, you know, I work at Kelsey Seabold, so we have to screen everybody that calls wanting to make an appointment with the doctor. If they have a fever, if they have a body ache, they could just be having sinus problems. But if it sounds like a cold or it sounds like flu, we have to transfer them to the nurse. We can't even schedule them. if they travel to about four countries. But it's affected so much more than those four countries that they have presented to us. It's global because God is trying to get our attention. And he's given us the answer to seek his face, to turn from our wicked way. And he will forgive us and heal the land. In Matthew, he said that we'll be persecuted, put out of church for the things that he will cause us to say in his name. People don't want to hear the truth, but it's the truth that will make us free. And we have to be willing to die for the kingdom. Paul says, I die daily, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If they throw you in prison, go into prison. Do not take a chip to be controlled by the devil. They sending out the census, 2020. I got an envelope today, optional. That is the law that we have to fill it out. The government of the people rests upon Christ and not man. So even while we're going along, and he said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just to build, to fill his storehouses so that there may be meat in his house so that we can serve the people. The book of Acts, they had all things in common. They were selling things so that they could feed the widows, so they could take care of the children. Not just speaking to the people, but serving them. Many, many in those days will say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this for you? Didn't I do that for you? And he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Never knew you. The greatest weapon, the greatest thing we have is love. He wants us to love one another as he loved us. No greater love can a man have than he would lay down his life for his friend. I didn't even know I had friends because I was always by myself, like I was separated, like I was isolated. And then God brought people into my life that I can truly say that I know they love me. They're my friends. Jesus told his disciples, he said, I no longer call you my servant. You my friend. And then if ever you think that you don't have a friend, we have a friend in him, in Jesus. We're his friend. Blow the trumpet. Sometimes we want to make sure that we don't offend people. And it's not us that offend, the word offends, the truth offends. But if they don't know the truth, they gonna die. The truth will set people free. And I'm not saying going out preaching hell and damnation. That's not what God is saying. Because it's his desire that none will perish, but that all will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. But to much is given, much is required. We have to be about the Father's business. And when we see these things coming, we can get excited because we know it's soon. It's soon. We can't look like the world. We got to look like Christ. Come from among them and be ye separate. And pray without ceasing. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people, for all nations. And he's not talking about the building. He's talking about us. Because he chose to dwell in us. He chose to write his laws on the tablets of our heart. When good men choose to do nothing, they fall for anything. It's time to suit up. Go ahead, Pastor Hunter. Amen. Amen. The lines are open.
Amen. Well, one thing I want to say before the line's over, I want to thank God for this opportunity tonight. Because the enemy came in, but we prevailed by the word of God. The devil came for three straight times and moved us away. But God got it first. And the word that was put forth tonight is where we're supposed to stand right now. Right now, God has called us to war. Stand in war place, in prayer. That's a war. We stand in prayer place. We stand and we pray and we believe and we do. And I love what God has done through me and what he's doing today. And also, sister, by you calling to the people across the lane, as I said, this Blog Talk Radio goes around the world. Somebody in Africa has heard what you say. Somebody in around the world has heard what you say. Somebody in Israel has heard what you say. Because somebody's on the line from that same number. It's a different number altogether. But tonight I'm opening up the line, and I'm gonna let everybody have they want to say something. Now, if you can't get on, I'll put more time so we can talk. And I'm gonna ask for Dr. McClendon. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just listening to the message, and you know, it just stirred me up to go and want to study my word even deeper because of the fact that, you know, when she said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, many people, you know, it brought me back to God's scripture. He said, "It would only be a few that find me." And it'll be those who are searching for him. And so it brought me back to that scripture because so many people are frantic and they're afraid and so forth and so on. Yes, we fear God, but we don't fear these things because guess what? We are covered by the blood, but they don't know that. And many people attend church and so forth and so on, and they may speak of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, but they know neither one. You know, they don't know him. They don't know his character. So it brought me back to that scripture. And then when she said, bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that my house may be full. There may be meat in my house. We want the meat of God. We want His word. His word is His meat. We want to be full on it. Amen. We want to be full on that word. And so it just made me want to just look at that a little bit deeper and you know, and seek out that treasure that God has for us. And so I just wanted to say that because it just made me want to study and to dig deeper for the treasures of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Another thing that I wanted to mention and I forgot was that, you know, like, even on yesterday, so many churches were closed. The buildings were closed. And they were having service online. I mean, this attack against the body of Christ that's trying to separate us, where we can't touch, we can't hug one another. It's like you can't touch and agree. You can't assemble together to worship God in fellowship. That's from the pit of hell. That is not of God.
Man, amen. Amen.
Well, can
but
I just
don't
say
be surprised. Let me just say this. Don't be surprised if God take us back to where we began, where we had churches in our home. Okay?
That's where we're going. That's where we're going.
But you're not going to stop. Wherever we assemble, He's going to be in the midst of us, where two or more are gathered together. He's going to be in the midst. And He's bringing families back together, because if you, what the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn it to good. Because, you know, if they isolate us and quarantine us in our homes, that means we got to spend some family time together. We got to be under the same roof. And in times of crisis, we're going to come together and pray and
Amen.
Seek His face.
And seek His face.
Amen.
Amen. So the line is open to anybody. Anybody? Anybody?
Yes, sir. This is Brother Charles.
Go ahead.
Brother.
This is Brother Charles. Hey, Sister Valerie. I mean, no disrespect to you, but girl, you bought the rain today. The rain of justice. The rain of God. You bought the rain. I don't know about anybody else on the line, but it don't listen to my spirit.
Amen.
You didn't holler. You didn't hoot. Talking a normal voice. It was just pleasing. Pleasing to my spirit. Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Yes. The line's open. Somebody else. The line's open. The line's open. I'm not going to call your number, but the line's open. Anybody got a word they want to say? We got time. The time belongs to the body of Christ. God has made it so that KASK Radio can also go around the world. I want to tell you what the acronym means. It's Knowing Acquired Script Knowledge. When God gave it to me. Somebody said, yeah, there's a lot that God has shown me and told me what to do, and I'm doing it. But I want to know, my brother, my sister on the line, the line is open. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Valerie, for a great, great teaching. We was looking forward to it tonight, and I just thank you for just letting the Lord use you in a mighty way. It's been great. Oh, thank you for pointing to us tonight. I pray that the Lord continue to fill you and refill you with His glory. Thank you, Sister Valerie.
Amen. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Anybody else? The God Jesus. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sister, for tonight's message. As I was laying here thinking, I remember 8 months ago, God told me to remember 8 months from the time that He was telling me that. And when I counted, the 8 month was March. And I told the Lord then, I said, Lord, I don't know what 8 months means. I said, but Lord, make me ready to be able to go through and endure whatever you have. And I thank you so much for tonight. It's just more that we're getting together, coming together, and serving him on one heart, one mind, and one spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Too much is given, much is required.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Charles again. Jesus taught us to be ashamed to own him. When another man speaks about us, about him, you'll be ashamed to own him. He'll be ashamed to own us before the Father. And I can truly say, and you've heard me say it 1,000 times, if you give me 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you something about Jesus. I don't want to be denied. When it can come times when I stand in the line and he's handing out the judgment, the rewards, I don't want to be denied by God. If you uplift the Son, you uplift the Father. You know, I know this, and I want to say this here. I've been praying for a family, a righteous family. We don't have to be perfect, but we're seeking righteousness and we're seeking purification. Paul said the journey ends in glory. That's when you become perfect. I don't have to be perfect. I don't care to be perfect. I know he that dwells within me is perfect. And that's all that counts. He'll lead me and guide me in all truth and all things in all ways. My family that I come from, the womb that I come from, they'll go to church on Sunday. They'll leave a sin bed and go to church and have a hallelujah good time. They say in the name of Jesus and come right back and get in their sin bed with a man that they're not married to. My sisters will do that. I got tired of it, so I separated myself from them. I said, I can love them from afar. And I asked God, and I know God answers prayer. I said, give me a family that truly seeks in your faith, truly loves you. I met Brother Hunter. I've yet got to meet my other sisters and brothers. And I hope that time comes when I do meet you face to face. I hope it comes. I want to know all my sisters and brothers in Christ. All of them.
Amen.
Lines over.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Somebody else. Somebody else.
Amen. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. I hung up. I was getting ready to get on and hung my phone up. But this is what I heard tonight. Such beautiful message tonight and given out with love. Amen. What I hear tonight is that have faith in God to believe what his word says. That's what we must carry to the peoples of God. Those that are running, those that are doing their own thing, those that have denied him as their savior. But Romans 10 and 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it gives us the knowledge on how faith comes is by taking and giving out the word of God. We also must be fully committed. That means dedicated and loyal to whatever he tells you to do, even on your job. And it must be wholeheartedly dedicated, not halfway. Committed also means the definition is bound or obligated to a person or thing, and that is to God or to man, by a pledge or assurance
are the words devoted. Because a committed person simply is one who regularly keeps their commitment. And that is to give the people the word of God in order to be stable. It means to strengthen. It is to be strengthened and to stand or endure. Because all is what's going on now. We have saints are running, scared, or doing their own thing. More crowd in the store as those that are unsaved. While this is going on, let us pray. For the Holy Spirit has given us that wonderful inner assurance that my supplication has been heard and answered, and I will bless you, Lord, forever. But worse, we must submit ourselves to God. Resist the enemy, and he will flee from us. That spirit comes up before us. You need to run. You need to grab this. You need to get that. But remember, there's wars and rumors of wars that's going on. Has been, but it's worse now. There are going to be more and more. But Psalms 24:1 tells us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Who is dwelling on this earth? We are dwelling on this earth. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, who has been called out, amen, to be a blessing to the peoples of God. Because the enemy has to use human people. So God has to use his people. Amen. That is what I get out of the message tonight. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, Mother. That was a good summation. I was looking at found the law. That corona has to deal with the heart.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank
somebody
you.
Else. Whoa, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Somebody else. Whoa. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Corona means to has to do with the heart, with the artery, like when we say coronary, the arteries and the things supply the blood to the heart. And so here they name this thing the coronavirus that would attack the heart, that men would fear and be troubled. But the scriptures say, let not your heart be troubled.
Heart be troubled, yes.
You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my house are many mansions. And I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you will be also. So this is not for for our heart to faint or to be weary. This message would trouble many people, but to us, it's the sound of his coming. To us, to me personally, I'm excited in my spirit.
Likewise.
Because God is showing up. The whole world got to turn to him. He's setting the stage
for global revival, because I know that he didn't give his son just for a few. He gave his son for the world. And the things, we can't do anything without him. And God is showing up, and he's going to show out. And he's giving us a front row seat. But then he said he's going to use us to be his light. Not to hide our lights under a bushel. But they're going to be drawn to our light. They're going to be looking for us. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
How can I get out of this trouble? And we got the answer.
Amen. Anybody else?
Ezekiel 36:26 says, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart. I'll take it out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall heed my ordinance, and you will do them. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Cynthia posted that this morning. Amen.
Thank you.
Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be blessed.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Anybody else? Thank you, Lord.
Dr. McClendon is going to be on tomorrow night, And I want everybody to know the time is now. Some things that God told me to do, I will share. I'm sharing them with you right now. The most important thing, I've had at least three people that live in my neighborhood have already took their house because the people said, don't go out. They went and bought all the food and everything. So they isolated themselves right now. That's called fear, not faith.
Amen. Amen.
We have to do what God has said to do. Somebody said, are you going to go out? I'm going out. I'm hearing what God said to do. Now, I'm no fool. I'm not a foolish man. As well, I was talking to one of the sisters, I've got permission to call her name. But we know, we soldiers know. We don't know what they put inside our bodies, if they put them tracking things inside our bodies. But we know that we will go be with the Lord before we go to serve that demon. And the demon is R-E-A-L. The demon is real. And I want to share something with you, as it's been said out of the scripture that was taught in the book of, when the sister taught out of the book. The most important thing you're going to find today, the witches and the warlocks, they're moving in a place right now. But it's up to us, because they don't have no love for God. They have no love for nothing. They don't even care if they think it's their show. And I will say this to all of us. We have the T-I-M-E to do what God has called us to do. But it's time to do it. So tonight's that night that I thank God for what God has done for teacher Valerie Harris. It moves things. It shows me. And when I'm up this morning at 2 o'clock praying and talking to God, I don't just be out there just to play around and shoot them all. I'm doing what God said to me. Call upon me, and I will answer you. And God, I've called on him. When they talk about this, I'm healed. Well, I'm going to stay in. When I was back in my day, 70 plus years back, I did everything you could think about before I come to the Lord. Now I'm on the Lord. I'm trying to encourage somebody to walk to say what Jesus said. Do what Jesus said. And the most important thing Jesus said, he said, if you love me, you'll keep my command. If you love, when we love him, when we love one another. And I know right now, there are a lot of things going on. When we look up and we see on our own neighborhood, some people are going to get on and say, well, you know, we want to make sure that this is that. No, let me tell you something. The God we serve didn't say that. But I like what the sister said in our teaching tonight. Now, I'm going to say it with much love. Don't let stupidity overtake you. Don't let much lying overtake you. Don't let what they're saying in this world overtake you. Sometimes we see things. Now, when the sister says she called all the way to a friend in another land, and they're dying over there, but they want to tell us the truth in this side because they want to slave us. They want to slave the people in America. If we knew who we stand for, or some American war, no, get your heart set right for God to come in and move you to the next level. There are some people out there that's hungry. Do you feed them? There are some people that ain't got no clothes. Do you put some clothes on back? Do you bless? Do you feed somebody every now and then? No, that's not my job. Stop lying. Don't go where all they want to do is take the money. God has given us the money. He gave us the money. He gave us the promise to Abraham. He gave it through Jacob. It's all down the line to what he's done. And I said it with much love. Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach said, for this reason, here's the reason why I came, that I may destroy works of the devil. Doing that, but he uses those of us who can stand up. Well, I'm just not ready to get in the fight. Like I told her once when I played football. I'm going to tell you something. If you can't play the game, don't get in the way. Because somebody will knock you out. And so when you go going, and like playing basketball, all of a sudden now they can't play no basketball. One person got infected. The man in Australia is infected. Right here in Houston, they had another person to pass on. What is God saying? He said the enemy has come into the gates. Are we going to stand at the gates and lie him? No. What I mean, the gates of our heart, the gates of our understanding. And that's why I thank God when this trumpet was given to me, the shofar, and I'm learning to blow it. It's not me said, but it says, and when you said 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's what I was raised upon. But God said, if my people, we are his people, those of us who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So let me say, we got about 4 minutes. Anybody want to say something before we shut down? And remember tomorrow now, because I'm going to put some more things out there. I'm going to go on Facebook tomorrow. I'm going to go back on my own Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to listen to the prayer lines that they got. And I know somebody's doing some of the same thing. Let's get involved together. See, when you take notice on the five, one a thumb, a small hand, a big hand, a long hand, but you got five different parts on your hand. And everybody can do the same thing. That's where they got that from, the fivefold ministry. But I want you to know, anybody got something to say before we go home? Anybody?
Yes, this is Mother again. After Solomon had finished the temple, and he had finished his own palace, this is when the Lord appeared to him at night.
Yes.
And it was with a promise, and it was also with a warning.
Yes.
And that was in the event that God sent a drought, locusts of pestilence on the peoples, that they should humble themselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then he would forgive their sin, and he will restore them, all us. He will restore our land today. We need a healing in our land today.
No.
For the peoples of God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes, it's when you finish, I have a song. It says, if my peoples would humble themselves.
Brother Hunter, I have something to say.
Yes, sir.
When King David wrote the 23rd Psalm, everybody should know about heart, every Christian, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then there's another version that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. This is our valley right now, the valley we're going through, this disease, the sickness, this is the valley of the shadow of death. But King David said, I shall fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me.
Amen.
Then he said this, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth
over.
I don't want my cup to be filled. I'm like King David. When you fill it to the top, keep pouring in it till it runs over. That's the knowing I want, the running over knowing.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I know this, but we got 54 seconds left. And I just want to say the Lord has blessed us tremendously. The Lord has shown us love tonight. And tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be on the prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, at 3 o'clock this morning, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll be up praying for the nation. So I will tell you this, the more we trust God, the more God's going to use us while we're going right now. And so I want to say to Valerie, are you still there, Valerie?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Sam,
amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank God for you. I'm going to give you, go ahead and do what the Lord has said to you. It's your show, but thank you for letting us come and be a part of it.
Thank you. I want to close with this, Romans 13. And I'm going to just read verse 10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Pastor Greg, would you close us out in prayer?
Amen.
If you're still on the line.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Father, I pray right now that you will pour back into Sister Valerie everything that she poured out to us tonight.
Everything.
God, I thank you so much for this woman of God. Thank you, Father, for speaking through her tonight. And all that we could say after this word tonight is amen, because
amen.
That seals the deal. So,
yeah.
Father, now as we go throughout the rest of this evening tonight, let us meditate.
Yeah.
Let us understand what it is that you are saying to us in this hour. We ask right now, God, that you will give us wisdom and knowledge. Help us right now, Father, so that we would know. Because the Bible says that a sheep knows the shepherd's voice.
Amen.
So, Father, we know we heard from you tonight. Now we just need you to help us understand what it is that you're saying. So, Father, as we go forth right now to bring forth the word to other people, God, you said it best in your word. You said to study to show ourselves approved, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, Father, tonight the word of truth was rightly divided.
Yes,
so we thank
yes.
you for your child that you used tonight. Thank you for Dr. Hunter having this place that we could come and that we could fellowship tonight. Thank you for everyone that joined in. Thank you for all the mothers on the line and the fathers on the line. So we ask right now, God, that you will continue to bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wonderful word. Amen.
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 Wonderful word.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank each and every one of you. God used each and every one of us on tonight. It was just, just like you said, Greg, after this, all you can do is say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. God,
amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
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 We love you. We'll
amen.
See you in the morning
amen.
On G-Wheel. Talk
Mother
ministry.
Bobby got that song for us, huh?
Oh, yeah, Mother Bobby, go amen. Ahead. We can be off the air and you can still play the song.
Amen, amen. God bless you.
Yes, amen. Thanks for reminding us, Greg.
Yes. I got to have it all. I want it all. I'm greedy tonight.
Gospel greedy, gospel greedy.
I'm greedy tonight. I want it all.
Introduce to your young lady. Happens to be my cousin. She's a beautiful young lady.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She's doing
very well in the
music ministry.
Charles, my cousin, on mute.
Deborah Barnes. Give her a hand. Yes. She comes out. God bless her. Come on.
In a world full of destruction. In a world where men don't believe, all the twists of the sky try to make it, and it doesn't always be there, but to destroy and to deceive. Don't you know what God says to his people? But all of my broken bones shall live. That he got the whole world in his hands. And pray the only way that he'll heal the land. It's my people. You're called by my name. Put your comfort over the sail and wave. Because it's my people.
Amen, amen. He will heal the land.
Amen, mother.
Yes,
bless
so.
You. We love you.
Love
amen,
you more.
Mother.
You're talking
amen.
To priests?
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Bye.
Good night. Love you guys.
Good night. Love you more. Thank you, Sister Valerie. Great word.
Yes, yes. Awesome.
Beautiful.
God
bless
you. Glory. Great word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
With moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, your plans can change in minutes.
I'm
Jesus.